This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. My guest today is a return guest to the show, Charlotte Talbot, better known as CBT Time. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Patrick. Thanks for having me back.
Now, Charlotte is currently in the UK, but originally from...
Well, I am actually originally from the UK, but I'm New Zealand.
Gotcha.
A New Zealand kindy artist, definitely.
Excellent. Yeah.
I come back here to charge batteries.
Well, before we get started, to learn more about CBT Time and catch some of the other episodes that she's been featured in, go back to season one, episode 53, to learn about her journey into the world of kindy music. And then check out season two, episode 61, and season three, episode 39, for other really good song features. But today, we're here to talk about a couple of new songs. But before we get into that, what have you been up to since the last time we talked?
Since we last talked, I've put out a few new singles. Actually, one of the highlights of this year has been attending the New Zealand Children's Music Awards, not because I had a song to be winning an award with, but because I really wanted to finally meet a lot of the other New Zealand kindy music artists. And it was just a blast. Really enjoyed. They were all exactly as lovely as I thought they would be. And a great experience. So that was great. I've had lots of new babies coming along to my musical movement classes, which is very healthy because it means that they'll hopefully carry on coming to my music classes. Although a lot of mums go back to work, of course, so they don't always manage to stay. So that's been great. And I've been playing around with video making, which I was saying on my last meeting with you that I would start doing. And I've had a lot of fun doing that, increasing the amount of animation just a little bit each time and getting a little bit more confident. And eventually I would like to get into doing some instructional videos that show the moves of the songs where they're action songs, because a lot of them are.
Yeah, and there's so many fun tools out there to use for everyone looking to make videos. I know Canva is a great tool, and Animaker is something that I've used in the past if you want to create characters that you can establish movements with and things like that.
Oh, yeah, that would be really good fun, actually, to establish a few characters. So yeah, that's one to put on the list. I think I had a little break because I had a break. I broke my wrist for a while, and it was my right wrist. I was quite out of action for a little while, but that doesn't mean my brain couldn't keep working. So that was good. So yeah, that's about it, really. It's been a busy time on lots of levels, and I'm ready to get back to New Zealand very soon and get stuck back into it.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's talk about a couple of the songs that you referenced here, and we'll kick it off with a song called Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes, and then parenthetically, What the Farmer Grows. So tell us a little bit about this song, what inspired it, and how it kind of differs from the version that people might think.
Yeah, well, it definitely differs from the version that people might think. When I was recording the Rubbish in a Bin song down with our local Temuka primary school children, I was talking to one of the teachers, and as you might remember, a lot of my music is inspired by the farm that we live in and work on. And I thought that, as she said to me at that time, gosh, you'd be amazed how many children don't know where their food comes from. Even though we have dairy farms around us, people don't always know that the cheese comes from the milk and that the milk comes from the cows. And I was quite astounded because, of course, we take that sort of thing for granted. And since I've talked to other people, I've heard a lot of people say that children in the city definitely say this when you ask them, you know, where does the milk come from? They say the supermarket. Well, of course they're right. We know they're right. But when pushed a little further, they don't know the answer to that question. And I found that quite alarming. So I thought, well, because I work with very small children, I thought, well, let's see what we can do to make this a bit more fun and just give them some very basic facts. And yeah, I thought, how can I make this into an action song, but make it informative? So that's how this one really started. Yeah, and I thought a call and response song, I find the children always really get into. And if you're doing actions, and I will say that it's quite hard to remember the actions to this one. It's actually quite hard to do. I challenge people to go on and see if they can follow and not touch the wrong part of their body at the wrong time. So that's quite a lot of fun. And so yeah, I did it that way, by making it a call and response so that children can listen to the first line and then copy with the second line. And then by having heard the first line, they can have worked out what they're going to point to next. So I found that works quite well.
Yeah, the song has a little bit of everything, your action and call and response, and they're going to learn a few things if they don't know it already.
Yeah, well, that's right. And I thought one thing when I listened back to it later, I thought, oh goodness, anyone who's vegetarian or vegan might be offended by this song. So I laughed a little bit and I thought, well, actually, no, this is just facts. These are facts. And actually, I hope that people will want to have a conversation about these things. So, you know, a child might ask a question like, I don't know, how come pigs and cattle make patties and pies, Daddy? Or why do some people eat eggs and we don't? Or, you know, where do chickens come from? All those sorts of things. So hopefully it will spark conversations.
Sure,
And
and eventually, you know, what how do plants grow, and what do we get from plants and things like that.
yeah, precisely. Yeah, and we if you at the end you'll have heard the tractor and the dog, so that's a little mark of home because there's a that is one of our old tractors and our dog barking, so that was rather fun. And of course we all wave frantically at the end at the door or wherever we're pointing and when we're doing it as a group.
All right, well,
So
let's play it. Here it is: Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes, What the Farmer Grows by CBT Time. That was Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes, What the Farmer Grows. Next song we're going to talk about is called Selfies at the Zoo. So tell us about this one.
Well, Selfies at the Zoo started in my mind with a friend of one of my mum's little girls was called Elfie. And of course, there aren't many things that rhyme with Elfie, but there is, of course, Selfie. So I joked that, oh, okay, I'm going to write a song about selfies for Elfie. And I thought, well, your children love to mimic adults and children, and most adults, if they're anything like me, love mimicking animals. So I thought, okay, let's put those two things together. And who doesn't take selfies these days? You know, nearly every child is going to see their mum at some point, or their dad taking selfies in places with them, without them, with friends. So I thought, okay, we can actually incorporate lots of things here. We can use our listening skills, we can use our rhythm skills, we can use our coordination, we can shake something to be the camera, or we can clap, we can. And then I thought, oh, well, we can make this into a movement song too. So we can listen and walk, we can talk, we can stomp, we can hop, and we can do that like different animals. And so that's how it all came together, really. I thought this is the perfect combination of moving around the room in the music and movement sessions, but having some fun with the animal sounds and rhythms and doing the trunk for the elephant and all those sorts of things. And then I thought, oh, it'd be nice to just have a few little children's bits, because if we're talking about meeting our best friend at the zoo, so we've just got some of my children from a local scene group singing the yum for when we have an ice cream at the end, and let's take some selfies and laughing at the end and things like that. So there are some children's voices in there, which are quite fun. So
Very
that's
good.
how I thought about,
Yeah, this is a timely one because we are planning to take our 3-year-old to the San Diego Zoo soon. That'll be her first ever visit to a zoo.
Oh, well, look, I'm glad they've still got some zoos, because it is a good way for the children to meet the animals, even though I know a lot of zoos are closing down because people feel the animals should be out in the wild. But it's cool to have the opportunity to see them, isn't
Yeah.
it? It really is. Yeah.
Agreed. All right, well, let's play it. Here is Selfies at the Zoo by CBT Time.
Walking, 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 walking round the zoo. I smile at a funny chimpanzee and he smiles at me too. Look, he's showing all his teeth and waving a big stick. Stop, let's take some photos. Click, click, click. Stomping, 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 stomping round the zoo. I smile at a playful elephant and he smiles at me too. Look, his trunk's a water fountain, what a clever trick. Stop, let's take some photos. Click, click, click. Hopping, hopping, hopping around the zoo. I smile at two bouncy kangaroos and they smile at me too. Oh look, they're having a boxing match. Watch how they can kick. Stop, let's take some photos. Click, click, click. Getting tired of walking, walking, walking round the zoo. I smile at the guys in the ice cream truck and they smile at me too. Oh look, there's my best friend standing in the queue. Let's buy ourselves some ice cream to lick, lick, lick.
Yum!
Stop! Let's take some selfies. Click, click. Take some selfies. Click, click, click.
And that was Selfies at the Zoo. Okay, the last song we're going to talk about is called The Storm and the Rainbow. Talk about this one.
Yeah, this song, I know that I use, we do thunder and lightning and things like that with the storm. And then there's songs like, I hear thunder, Lark, don't you? And so, well, do you know that one in America? Is that an American one? Do people know that tune?
That sounds very, very familiar. I'm sure
I
I've
mean,
heard it.
it's to the music of the French song, Frère Jacques, but
Yeah.
that's one we use here. And I'm getting a bit tired of that one. I'd like another one that does something similar. So we have big skies on the farm, and as anywhere that's got big skies. We have dramatic storm clouds and dramatic rainbows and all sorts of things. So I thought, oh yes, let's do something about storms and jumping in puddles and things like that. And then let's have a rainbow. And before I knew where I was, I had all kinds of things. I had colors, we had effectively numbers, we've got a lot of things involved in the song, and we use our five senses too. So we use scarves and ribbons and things sometimes, but we smell the storm coming, we see the lightning, we hear the thunder, we feel the rain falling, and then we test or we taste, depending on how you want to hear it. That's ambiguous on purpose. We test the water with our gumboots and we jump into a puddle. And the children always love the anticipation of jumping into the puddle and making the splash. So that's how this one really came together. And then we will draw a rainbow with our arms, and we might do that with some rainbow ribbons, or we might do that with some scarves. And we count the colours and we say the names of the colours, and then we have a big jump at the end. So the children always love that. So that's how that one came together. And I had fun with the video because I thought, right, well, I can use some of our big sky images from the farm, and then I can animate, I can use some little pictures. And a friend of mine's daughter did me some lovely little drawings of a little girl and an umbrella and a storm and the rainbow and all the things she heard about in the song. And then I took them to pieces and added them to the backdrop of our farm pictures. So the video's fun too.
All right. Well, let's check the song out. This is The Storm and the Rainbow by CBT Time.
I can smell the storm coming, I can see the lightning flash, I can hear the thunder crash. I can feel the rain falling, pitter patter, pitter patter. Let's test the water with our gum boots. Splash! Put your umbrella up, keep your head dry. Oops, the puddle's rather deep, can't keep the water out. However hard we try.
Ew!
I can smell the storm coming, I can see the lightning flash, I can hear the thunder crash. I can feel the rain falling, pitter patter, pitter patter. Let's test the water with our gum boots. Splash! Put your umbrella down, here comes the sun. Look, there's a rainbow. We can count the colors, and naming them is fun. Wow! Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Uh-oh! I can smell another storm. I can see the lightning flash. I can hear the thunder crash. I can feel the rain falling, pitter patter, pitter patter. Let's taste the water with our wet feet. Splash!
And that was The Storm and the Rainbow. So those are the featured songs. You talked a little bit about the videos, so let everybody know where they can find the videos, and then let everyone know where they can stream, download, buy these songs, and connect with you.
Yeah, well, the YouTube channel is easy to find, but spell it correctly. So it's CEEBEE tea time, one word, like in a cup of tea time. And so that's easy to find on YouTube. I've got a link tree address, which I haven't given, that gives links to all kinds of things. So that's just link TREE with the dot before the EE. I think a lot of people are familiar with that. And then /CEB Talbot, as you said. So that's where they can find. But of course, I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, all the usual streaming platforms as well. I don't yet have a website. That's still something that's just hovering there in the distance. I'll get there eventually. But that's where people can find me.
Charlotte and CBT Time, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for coming on again and letting us know what you've been up to and sharing some more songs. Good friend of the show, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Patrick, very much. Great.
Bye-bye.